the first concrete indication from the Trudeau government of its legislative priorities.
Really, a lot of the things that were talked about during the campaign did get into this document. Kind of these token comments that really you want to look at policy decisions and see how those things are going to be played out in the long term.
On the feature today, ARPA policy analyst Colin Postma on last week's throne speech in Ottawa. In the news, some major developments on the euthanasia file, both federally and in the province of Quebec. Worries about a reintroduction of a ban on spanking in the criminal code, and we need a law's response to that shooting spree outside a Planned Parenthood clinic in Colorado.
And now, Lighthouse News. Lighthouse News is a presentation of ARPA, the Association for Reform Political Action. Here's your host, Al Sebring.
Major news out of Ottawa last week. ARPA, as you'll recall, was granted intervener status before the Supreme Court of Canada last year in the so-called Carter case, the ruling that eventually ended up disallowing the criminal code's prohibition on doctor-assisted suicide. The court gave Parliament a year to rewrite that law to conform to the judgment. That year is set to expire in February. But last Thursday, ARPA lawyer Andre Schouten got an email from the Justice Ministry announcing that the new government is asking the Supreme Court to push the deadline back to next summer to give the new parliament more time to come up with a response. Schouten says he wasn't totally surprised.
There has been hints in the media from the new justice minister that they have been contemplating asking for extension. So to see confirmation from the Attorney General of Canada through the means of the notice of motion, the motion record that just served on our offices, is good news. I'm really happy to see it. And it looks like they're asking for a 6 months extension. So that gives us a whole full 6 months when Parliament is actually sitting in which to address this complex moral issue.
If you've been following this, you know ARPA has a unique legal suggestion on this file, rewriting the criminal code to expressly recognize that assisted suicide is outlawed because it's intrinsically and morally wrong. Schouten says the request for the delay, if it's granted, will also give ARPA staff in Ottawa more time to sit down with MPs from all parties to explain that position and try to get more buy-in for it.
We've had a number of meetings with MPs already, one-on-one. Some are skeptical of our position, but there's been a number that have said this makes sense. It's a refreshing approach to the other two options, which is either notwithstanding clause or legalizing euthanasia-assisted suicide. ARPA's approach is a creative, fresh approach that recognizes both the inherent harms of legalizing assisted suicide and can be coupled together with palliative care options or palliative care strategies at the national level to address the very real concern from the Supreme Court and many interveners that we do need to deal with people who are suffering intolerably at the end of their life, but that we do that properly, that we do that through effective palliative medicine, that we do that through the help of communities and churches and families, and that's the right way to deal with it, not through legalizing assisted suicide. So yeah, there's been a number of MPs that we've met with already just in the last few weeks that have indicated that this looks like something that they would love to see talked about more.
Another major development on the euthanasia front last week as well. The Quebec Superior Court quashed a provincial law in Quebec that would allow for doctor-assisted suicide. That law was supposed to kick in this week. Robert Reynolds is the board chair at the Christian Legal Fellowship. He was one of the interveners in the case, and he says the ruling hinged on the issue of so-called paramountcy, the notion that federal law supersedes any provincial statute. And because the criminal code prohibition on doctor-assisted suicide is still technically in effect, ostensibly till February 6th, and now if the request for the extension is granted, maybe till next summer, the Quebec law couldn't come into effect this week as planned. Reynolds says it's not surprising that the Quebec government announced a quick appeal of the ruling. They claim their law has nothing to do with the criminal code and everything to do with health care instead.
Quebec, in adopting this law, has from the beginning, and we have to go back several years here, but right from the beginning when they started to have consultations on the law, they've always taken the position that this matter is only a matter of health care. That's how they've framed it. That's how they designated it. And when you frame it that way, that that's what it is, of course they have jurisdiction, and exclusive jurisdiction, they could argue, which is what they've argued. And that's why they were so upset and so angry that anyone would take them to court on this.
There's no word yet on when the appeal will be heard, but Reynolds concedes last week's ruling in Quebec could just be a temporary reprieve, depending on what the federal government ends up doing in response to Carter. The idea of outlawing corporal punishment, spanking, is back in the news. A BC lobby group called Corrine's Quest is using the change in government in Ottawa to renew its lobbying effort on this. The Supreme Court upheld the notion of corporal punishment as allowed in Section 43 of the Criminal Code, as long as only reasonable force is used. That ruling was back in 2004. Harold Hoff has done a lot of research on this, and he's worried the new government may be open to the changes being suggested. He says empirical research that he's seen doesn't back up claims that kids who are spanked end up becoming more violent themselves.
One only needs to look at what happened in Sweden. They're the first country to ban spanking in 1979. And what happened there was the first cohort of children who grew up entirely under this ban when they became teenagers were six times more violent than the previous cohort raised with normative spanking. And by the year 2010, child-on-child violence was already up 2,500% from pre-ban rates.
Hoff also says stats show 80% of Canadian parents use some form of constructive physical discipline in raising their children. He's worried these folks may not even be aware that this is coming up for debate again, so he started a major lobbying effort.
We have a website. It's keep43.ca, and we invite anybody to go there because we have a lot of information up on there so that people know what the laws actually are, and there's links to a lot of research as well. Another thing that we're doing is we've created a brochure which wraps up this information in a nice handy format, and we've mailed that with a cover letter to each of the 338 MPs and the Prime Minister and also 83 senators.
We've got links up to that website and to the brochure from the Lighthouse News homepage. We've all heard by now the so-called Planned Parenthood shooting in Colorado Springs late last month. A mentally challenged man started shooting up a parking lot outside the Planned Parenthood clinic there, then retreated into the building when police arrived. Mike Schutten with We Need a Law says the reaction that the shooting has stirred up in some sectors isn't entirely unexpected.
When I first heard of the story breaking, I did cringe just because you can see it coming. You can see that the abortion advocates, the pro-choice, pro-abortion side, is going to use this to their advantage. They're going to play the victim, even though they're the ones that are causing victims each and every day that they're in operation. It's a symptom, I think, of a worldview that is causing this destruction. That is what is resulting in people devaluing human life to the extent that some crazy person would go up into an area surrounding a Planned Parenthood clinic and shoot at people, including pro-life police officers.
Man's motivation still isn't clear, although there have been reports he did have a history of antagonism toward Planned Parenthood. But Schutten says fundamentally that shouldn't matter. What's really at stake here, he says, is how people view the issue of human life.
The reaction we're seeing gives us cause to pause and just realize that, and I'm going to quote words from my friend Jonathan Van Maren here, is that the pro-abortion worldview is based on this very simple premise that violence, the physical destruction of a human being developing in the womb, is the answer to virtually every imaginable situation. Whether it be economic circumstances, a failing relationship, not feeling ready to parent, sexual assault, or medical difficulty, abortion is always the answer. These people don't understand the pro-life worldview. The pro-life movement is opposed consistently to using violence. We don't respond to disagreements with violence. In fact, that is the MO of the other side. They respond to inconvenience with violence being carried out against innocent pre-born children.
Back with more after this.
ARPA Canada's biennial God and Government Conference is scheduled to take place in Ottawa on May 10th and 11th, 2016. We are in the planning stages of this two-day conference, and you won't want to miss out. Please mark your calendar and plan to be in Ottawa this spring. The 2016 conference will include training, meetings with parliamentarians, networking, guest speakers, and exploring Ottawa. Stay tuned for more details.
And we're back on the program. With me on the line from ARPA's Ottawa offices is policy analyst Colin Postma. The Trudeau government unveiled its first throne speech of the new legislative session and of the new government and new parliament last week. Usually these throne speeches are kind of a rehash of election promises, but they are the first concrete indication of how many of the promises the government intends to follow through on. Colin, what did this thing look like?
Yeah, so like you say, Al, a lot of this stuff was just a rehash of what we saw during the election campaign. The opening of the speech had a lot of kind of the similar rhetoric as well. So one of the comments was, Canada succeeds in large part because here diverse perspectives and different opinions are celebrated, not silenced. So kind of these token comments that really you want to look at policy decisions and see how those things are going to be played out in the long term. But really, a lot of the things that were talked about during the campaign did get into this document, in particular, the immigration situation.
One of the other top priorities, I guess it was near the top of their bullet list, was the whole notion of the environment. Talk to me a little bit about some of the things they want to do there.
The second comment, the second main point of the speech was on a clean environment and a strong economy. The comment that was made there from the Governor General is protecting the environment and growing the economy are not incompatible goals. In fact, our future success demands that we do both. Now, ARPA Canada has been working on a respectfully submitted report that will be going to members of Parliament on the issue of climate change in particular. And the speech mentions the fact that the ministers went to the international climate change talks. Now, they attended with around 380 delegates from Canada, and overall the entire meeting, the entire conference there is expected to produce around 300,000 tons of carbon dioxide. So really, looking at this, I mean, if this is the way that Canada is looking to move forward, I have some serious concerns about the way that they're doing that already right out of the gate with this really large contingent of people going to the climate change conference. The only country that had a larger contingent than that was actually the host country, France itself. And then later on in the document, in the throne speech, the comment is then made, internationally, the government will focus its development assistance on helping the world's poorest and most vulnerable. And part of our concerns with some of the climate change rhetoric is actually that it doesn't look enough at how climate change is really a first world idea. It's something that isn't shared across the world with people in third world nations. Their biggest concern is getting fresh water, food, healthcare, education for their kids, security. All these things to them are much more important. And a UN survey that was taken also shows climate change falling fairly far down the line. So if we're not willing to look at, firstly, at the things that the poor need for their everyday living, why are we so concerned about where the poor will be at 100 years from now? So I found that dichotomy in the speech to be a little bit concerning.
Looking through some of the media coverage on the speech, one of the things I saw was the notion that they want to do away with omnibus bills. How much of that is rhetoric and how much of that is actually going to translate into a different operation for Parliament on the ground?
It's hard to know just from the speech. I mean, one of the comments that I'm just actually reading from a copy of the speech I got afterwards, and the only bold word that shows up in the speech is actually part of that comment. So it says, also notable are the things the government will not do. It will not use government ads for partisan purposes, will not interfere with the work of parliamentary officers, and it will not resort to devices like prorogation and omnibus bills to avoid scrutiny. So, I mean, they can make those comments, and at least there's that idea of openness and transparency there. So we can hope that that will continue on, but it's really hard to know. They did comment as well on the electoral reform in that same section. And basically the statement was that they're hoping to ensure that 2015 will be the last federal election conducted under the first past the post voting system. So, I mean, in terms of the fact that now the government has a majority in the House, it's really hard to know whether these things will actually be followed through on or whether they're not just a continuation of the election campaign promises.
One of the other things they talked about was more respect for conscience votes.
Yeah, that was in there as well. It was basically just a one-liner. There wasn't a whole lot of extra comment on that. It just says the government will promote open debate and free votes and reform and strengthen committees in the House of Commons. So,
in terms of issues that are important to ARPA, and we're advocating on a number of things right now, including the Carter case and, you know, the ongoing stuff about we need a law. Are you seeing anything in there that gives us either cause for concern or cause for some optimism?
Well, in terms of the Carter case, there is nothing in the speech, no comments whatsoever. So it's really hard to know where the government's going to go on that issue. But some of the other issues that ARPA is focused on, I mean, one of the comments that's made in here is that the government will legalize, regulate, and restrict access to marijuana. So, I mean, they have that intention of legalizing marijuana, but it's hard to know exactly what steps will be taken. This speech fits on 4 pages. It didn't take that long to get through during the actual session in the throne speech. So it's hard to know just from this really brief document where the government plans to go. But these things really do emphasize, I suppose, where their main focus will be right out of the gate.
Okay, I guess we'll leave it at that, sir. Thank you.
All right.
This has been Lighthouse News, delivering news and commentaries on today's current events to equip Christians for their task in the public square. Questions or feedback? You can leave us an audio comment by clicking on the answering machine button at the top of the Lighthouse News homepage, or you can send us an email, info@arpacanada.ca. Be sure to join us again next week for another edition of Lighthouse News.